Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
Now, we have a visitor.
We do indeed.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
It's Peter from To Be In Her Shoes.
You don't really need an introduction, do you,
no,
Peter?
Friend of the show.
So tell us what's going on tomorrow.
Right, tomorrow down in East Cowes in the Community Spirited Cafe at Parkside Pavilion, Vectis Road in East Cowes. We've got a little charity event. It's a cream tea event, cream Ooh. Tea and cake. Between 12 and 2 tomorrow, and lovely Jane down there who runs the show with all her volunteers. We're splitting it between three causes. Jane is setting up a group down there for sort of like victims of suicide and self-harm and all like that. So she's setting up a group for supporting that. So the money go towards that. We've also got the island's number one celebrity fundraiser coming down, Christopher Hayton. He'll be obviously in some form of fancy dress, and he'll be there with his troughs as well, making troughs and all that. And he does, he's part of it will go to the Samaritans.
Indeed.
And there'll be me.
And what exciting thing are you doing today? Because I understand it's something unusual.
The clocks go back tonight.
Yes.
So I'm going to be going backwards tomorrow.
Ooh.
But it'll be on the treadmill, 60 minutes, 4-inch heels. Let's see what happens.
Oh, my gosh.
Anything.
Have you done it before?
No, I haven't even had really. I'd done about 5 minutes the other evening. It wasn't very successful. So
Don't go very fast.
Yes. No, I thought I'll leave it alone to the day. So we'll have 60 minutes of fun tomorrow. And if I end up going sort of like underneath the treadmill, it'll all be for a good cause. You
there
know,
maybe some nurses in there. You know,
yeah, there's plenty of carers down there, so they'll take care of me.
It's novel, I'll give you that.
It is, yeah. And we've got a big raffle going on. There's lots of nice prizes. Me and Jane have had a bit of a competition as to who can sell the most raffle tickets. It's been a light-hearted thing, but yeah. It half increased the sales.
Yeah, yeah.
Some amazing prizes donated. We've got hampers from Asda and other places. We've got some Red Funnel tickets and lots of other stuff there. Come on down, it'll be a lot of fun. There'll be some amazing cream teas, amazing cake, and it'll just be a fun couple of hours.
Cake is very important.
Cake is very, very important sort of thing.
It is. And I think, you know, joking aside, the charities that this is being done for are so important. And
yeah.
So prevalent in today's world as well.
It's just about the community, isn't it, sort of thing. At the end of the day, it's all up close and personal to all of us.
Yes.
And that's why we do it, sort of thing. So, come on down for a couple of hours of fun tomorrow. Community Spirited Cafe, Vectis Road, 12 till 2, and we'll have a grin.
Indeed.
And
it
cake.
Is. Oh, absolutely. Can't go there without cake. I hope you're going to eat cake as well as the cream tea.
Oh, I'm sure I will. I've got to keep my sugar levels up for the treadmill.
Well, that's true.
I don't think the gentleman you're saying go in fancy dress. You could go as Marie Antoinette, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Say, let them all eat cake.
Yeah.
I don't know that you would go like that. But, you know, he is. It's a great thing that he does.
Yeah,
yeah,
well, yeah.
Great
yeah.
thing that you all do.
Absolutely fantastic, yes.
Now, it is, we need to recognise that it's coming up to the end of Domestic Abuse Month, isn't it?
It is, yes, hence why I'm quite purple today sort of thing, because as the month goes on, I get more and more purple as people donate money. And so far this month, I think we're up to about £580.
Brilliant.
The hair's purple, the nails are purple, jumper, socks, yeah. And and all the money raised from that will go half to the Holyguard Trust for the Holyguard app, and the other half will go to providing presents for children in refuge and safe houses on the island. Which we've done for the last 3 years. So, yeah, me and Dawn and Nathan, we go out, and it's quite nice, actually, because we go out, we find out sort of like who we've got to buy these presents for, and we go out and personally sort of pick and buy these presents relevant to the people.
Oh, fabulous.
And it's not just about the kids, it's about the mums as well, thing. So we go out and get some nice packages for them. And that's all thanks to the kind donations that come in during October, during Domestic Abuse Awareness Month.
Fabulous. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for popping in to see us today.
Absolutely.
It's always a pleasure, it really is.
Oh, it's for us too.
It is.
Although the Awareness Month is over, still be aware that it happens, it's out there, and if you happen to be a victim of it, please, please speak up and get help.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.